Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ and Bubba Boy are in the studio with me today. And we, man, we got so much to talk about, to prepare for. We got the big DEMA show next week right here in Orlando. You're going to hear all about it next week as we broadcast from the show floor. It's the largest diving event in the world. And, of course, you may have heard Scuba Radio is getting an award, the 2019 Diving Community Champion Award. We will be receiving this next week during the show and obviously talking about it extensively on Scuba Radio next week. But we got a lot of other stuff to talk about even before that, including not just what's happening at DEMA, but tomorrow CJ and myself are going to do a cavern course with Dr. Doug Ebersole. We're going to check in with him, our instructor here, probably at the beginning of hour two, and talk about what we are going to do, unlike the first attempt. Right, CJ?
Right.
How are your ears, by the way?
I'm hit or miss. I'm on
hit or miss.
I'm on
Don't
Sudafed.
Say that. You're supposed to be totally clear and good to go, right? You can't. He's trying to clear his ears right now, as you can plainly see on Facebook Live.
This morning I could. Now, not so much.
Really? Yep. You can't clear your ears? Yawn.
Well, you're putting me to sleep anyway.
Well, that's why.
That's a natural.
That was the first technique I went for, just for that reasoning.
Maybe you should pick somebody else from the squad if CJ can't handle it.
Well, I don't know.
Hey, handle this.
Oh, hey now. Be careful.
Whoa.
Casey the Tobacco Nut, Barry Zabugger, both who will be with us in DEMA next week, are chiming in with their thoughts. I don't think that's good motivation for you, though, is it, CJ?
No.
No. Okay.
I want to go. I've got the tanks.
Yeah. Well, that's all. That's.
I want to go. I got the tanks.
Oh, wow. I think that's technically called mocking. CJ.
Yeah,
so, I mean, you know, nice. I predicted
something is completely out of my control.
I don't want to jinx it like I did last time before our first day of cavern.
What time do I need to be here tomorrow?
7 a.m. bright and early. That's it. We got to be at
that
Paradise
late?
Springs.
That late?
He wants at to 9 a.m.
Yeah. Doesn't take over 2 hours to
no.
get there?
Oh,
okay.
No. 7 a.m. departure.
If you're scared, just say you're scared.
Why would I don't think that'll help, Casey? Why?
Well,
why
would I mean, you know? Oh, Greg, my ears. Oh, it's so early.
Oh my God!
It's
what
so
a dick.
Cold. If you're scared, just say you're scared.
Okay, all right. Casey, are you cavern certified? I mean, I know you're an instructor and stuff, but are you or no?
No, not officially.
Ah, there it is.
Guard.
Okay,
there it is.
Yeah.
Would you like me to take you in a cavern, CJ? I've been in a few.
He'll take you into one and leave you there.
Why would I want to go with somebody that doesn't know what they're doing?
Yeah,
because I'm not scared.
Or you're not certified either.
Yeah, that's not good form.
I think there's going to be space available tomorrow. I might get certified.
Well, you can come and join us if you like. 9 a.m. Paradise Springs. Be there. Don't be a loser. Bubble Boy, what do you say? You want to join the party?
Man, I would like to.
Yeah. But you don't want to.
I'm selling
up.
My Jeep tomorrow, so I've got like four or five people coming by.
Yeah, he's got a new ride. We talked about this briefly last week. Bubble Boy bought a new truck, and I after the show we went for a ride, as we sometimes do. We have a little post Scuba Radio broadcast party, and we took a ride in Bubble Boy's new ride, And ironically, or appropriately, it has a snorkel on it.
Yes.
The first car ever or truck I've ever seen that has a honest-to-God snorkel on it.
What I got to figure out how to shoot stuff out of it, though.
What type of truck is this?
He got a Toyota what?
Toyota Tacoma TRD Pro.
Right. Oh, with a
Tacoma
snorkel.
Tacoma, man.
But, yes. But he got a snorkel on it. I didn't know this was a thing. When he said, hey, I got a snorkel on my truck, I'm like, what do you mean you got a snorkel on your truck?
Because you don't know about trucks.
That's for off-roading.
Yeah. Well,
that's a real truck as opposed to a little Honda truck.
Oh, just be quiet, Barry. You don't have a truck, do you?
Yeah, he does.
I had the same Toyota Tacoma.
Oh, we could roll over that thing.
Way to go, Barry.
He's got a little matchbox-sized truck. That thing doesn't count.
It tows a boat.
It doesn't have a snorkel on it, does it? It doesn't have a snorkel.
I don't have the off-road version.
Yeah. So
mine tows a boat. Yours can tow nothing.
Well, okay. Just be quiet. Regardless.
The snorkel's only good in hurricane below water situations.
Well, I don't know. Is it? Are you allowed to take your truck underwater there?
But it's more of a snorkel for desert sand. It's a desert racing truck.
So. Oh, I say let's take it in the water. What the heck?
It's a little more cooler air intake than the engine.
Yeah, it keeps cold air.
You think?
Yeah.
I think you take it underwater just like you're going snorkeling.
You're retarded.
50 feet or so.
I've seen those videos on YouTube, Greg.
Yeah. They do that?
Yeah, it's called off-roading fail.
I figured you got a truck with a snorkel on it because you are Bubble Boy.
Yes.
And it just kind of goes with the territory, doesn't it?
Yeah, it can make it blow bubbles.
Yeah.
It will out the exhaust. Exactly. As long as it keeps running, bubbles come out the back.
Yeah. That'd mean he'd have bubbles
go there.
Coming out of his truck and out of the back end of his wetsuit.
Yep.
Oh, and there's a regulator, too, but... You know, that's just to kind of throw them off the scent, so to speak.
Ew.
So, congratulations on your new truck.
Thanks, man.
I think as a diver, from one diver to another, I applaud your efforts to take your diving, your love of diving into your purchases of off-road vehicles. I think that was an appropriate purchase to get a truck with a snorkel on it.
Can you get it nitrous certified, Greg?
Nitrox?
Yeah.
Nitrous would be a different thing altogether.
Well, I want the nitrous.
I bet you do. I think you're pretty good to go with
Doesn't
your vodka
burn out
tonic.
Your engine pretty bad?
Yeah. I wouldn't use that.
Makes them run hot.
Yeah. But anyway, good stuff.
Welcome to Truck Radio.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, if you're going to be a diver, why not take that passion, to your vehicle,
Well, you need it. That's where you put all your dive gear, your tanks, all your equipment. Lobsters.
I don't know, who cares about that? Hey, how many divers have a truck with a snorkel on it?
One.
I mean, it really looks like a truck with a snorkel on it.
It is a snorkel.
It is the air intake.
It looks very diver, I will say. I mean, I just had never seen nothing like that before.
Now, you could take a Scuba Radio sticker and put it on the side of the snorkel.
Oh, been there, done that. Haven't we?
I think so.
Okay. Well, we'll get one.
A wrap around.
That's just what you do as you're sharing your love of diving and that kind of thing. So we got a few things we got to discuss today. One story in particular, which, Jerry the Diver Guy is going to join us a little bit later on. Matter of fact, it must be, car or vehicle purchase, week because he's getting a new car today, too. So we'll find out if he's getting a truck with a snorkel on it a little bit later
on. He needs a new computer.
A computer for what?
So he quit when he logs in, he quits logging out.
Oh, right. He has some connection issues. Well, he has to get some wheels first so he can drive down here to Dima.
He's got to do his rum running.
He is going to want to chime in on the story that I meant to bring up last week, but I didn't because I know he feels very strongly about this. And this is a story that Mermaid Kristen brought to my attention via Facebook a couple weeks ago, and it's about this older... A gentleman who got stranded at sea.
Greg.
No, wasn't me. But evidently...
Old Greg.
He got stranded at sea and was found on an island or on a dinghy after a few days, or actually maybe even a week or something, and he claimed he had been sexually violated by a mermaid.
It was stinky.
He was out in the sun for a week, right?
Wouldn't
a merman sexually...
I don't know what happened exactly. I didn't get into the specifics. But if you Google this story, man molested by mermaid It'll pop right up there.
What kind of mushrooms did he ingest?
Well, there is some discussion that there could be some issue with hallucinogenics that he may have taken, or he drank seawater, and this could have led to something. But evidently, he had physical marks in some areas on his body that we're not at liberty to go into, literally, that kind of back up his story that something violated him.
It was stinky.
Stinky?
The dolphin?
No, it was a mermaid, he said.
I bet it was a narwhal.
It was a narwhal?
Ow.
Ouch.
I don't know. He said it was a mermaid. And I saw the story, you know, Kristen, Mermaid Kristen, posted on Facebook, and I hashtagged Me Too on there, as one would do. But we're going to talk about that and a lot more important stuff related to diving next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Power, simplicity, reliability. It's what you demand of your dive computer, and Shearwater delivers. Shearwater evolved out of one tech diver's need for a reliable, easy-to-use rebreather dive computer and quickly became the tech market leader. Now recreational divers have taken notice. The Shearwater Terek is the best, most intuitive, and reliable wristwatch-sized dive computer on the market. Check it out in the entire line at Shearwater.com. Shearwater. Dive computers for demanding divers.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Now, their new study shows that more Americans are killed when they're taking pictures with their dopey machines than are killed by sharks, Miller.
You know what's really dangerous, Billy? Sharks taking selfies. Now, I was in Manhattan around a month ago, and I saw a thresher shark over on 6th, right, you know, that donut shop across from Fox.
Baby shark, do-do-do-do-do, baby shark, do-do-do-do-do, baby shark, do-do-do-do-do, baby shark.
We may have to do this at FEMA.
Mommy shark, do-do-do-do-do, mommy shark, do-do-do-do-do, mommy shark, do-do-do-do-do, mommy shark.
I picked up a bunch of shark fins and masts and stuff. I am Greg the Dive Master here. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We are responsible for warming up the crowd as they enter the Dima Show floor next week here in Orlando. And it's going to be fun. And I'm debating whether or not we need to play this song and get everybody warmed up for the crowd by having them do Baby Shark like they would at a sporting event. What do you think?
You need
they may throw Absolutely. Things at you.
Yeah.
They'll
everybody's
throw
game.
Sharp objects at you.
Yeah. They might do that. They may throw stuff at us. But that would just be, you know, bonus, I think. If they hit
a
Scuba Radio team member.
Baby Shark.
Yeah.
And then our victory song.
Yes. Well, we do have our We are the dive champions of the world. We'll probably have to play that one first.
Greg?
And then, I don't know. We'll figure it out. Yes, Barry?
Say hello to our friends over on the East Coast.
Oh, the Gomez Hilton is open for business.
Yeah.
Captain Walt DeMartini has a special guest this week there on the premises, I believe. Vinny Two Tanks has been hanging with him. Is that right, Walt?
Vinny Two Tanks has been here. We've been out on the Dry Martini 2 a couple of days.
Yeah.
Had some wonderful experiences at the boat show.
Right.
And just waiting to get to Orlando.
Okay. Well, yeah, the Fort Lauderdale International Boat Show has been going on down there, and Vinny Two Tanks was down there representing, I believe. Did you have a booth there, Vinny?
I did.
All right. You have a good time? You enjoyed it? I assume?
I had to work really hard.
You had to work really hard? Okay.
Well, I couldn't leave the booth, so I didn't get a chance to see the show.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, you had to make a few bucks, but now you're kicking back and enjoying Scuba Radio Happy Hour at the Gomez Hilton.
Are you kidding me? I've been here for 2 weeks. I'm just so relaxed and happy that I don't even want to leave to go to DeMo.
It's good to be Vinny Two Tanks today. When you get to hang out with Camwell DeMartini at the Gomez Hilton, you know, you're living large. Yeah, but he's going to be at the DeMo show, so he has a little downtime, kick back. We'll check in with you guys here in just a bit. But DeMo is next week, largest diving event in the world, and it's going to be fun. Brian Horn is on Skype with us right now from Curacao, the island of Curacao. Brian, welcome. How are you, buddy?
Hey, thank you very much.
So,
thanks, Greg, for having me on.
Yeah, now you're on the island right now, I assume, but you're getting ready to fly to Orlando. Is that right, Brian, or what?
Yeah, we're flying out on Monday. Me and a whole contingent of people from our beautiful island.
Well, there you go. Bunch of the dive operators show up there. They're going to be we're going to be giving away some great stuff from Curacao this year. So Brian is on to share this announcement with everybody. If you come to the show, what might they have a shot at winning? If you got to come out and join.
Yeah, you got a shot at winning three incredible Curacao dive vacation packages for two.
For two? For two. Two people. Yeah. Three packages for two to
three
dive
packages,
in Curacao. I love it. Yeah. And it'll be like a few days and night accommodations. And you want to get very specific or what?
Yeah, for a full five days of diving, 7 days of accommodation, basically.
Wow!
And that's two of the packages, and the third package is a same type of dive package, but also including flights.
Ooh, nice! Now, Curacao, as we've discussed before, is one of the coolest places to visit, right down there by Bonaire and Aruba, Curacao, smack dab in the middle, kind of best of both worlds because you have great diving, but you also have a lot of nightlife and topside stuff to distract you to spend surface, you know, quality surface interval time.
Greg, is that where you're a douche?
I'm very douchey in Curacao. Yes, that's a thing.
I heard you were a douche.
It's not that. It's douchey, which is the same.
You're
cute, or what does it technically mean?
You're a douchebag.
No, please. No, that's not. You got
no,
it wrong.
No.
It's you're super douchey. I got a
super douchey.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got lots of different things that we can call douchey for sure.
Right. But
like
it's a compliment.
Women on the island.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or a host of a dive radio show. He's super douchey, you know, and then he gives no, that's not really. I'm not using it properly, Brian. He's laughing, so I'm guessing maybe not. I don't know. But it is a thing.
Well, speaking of douchey, though, Greg.
Can you use that term?
Well, just quiet, you. Just be quiet. But
speaking of douchey, though, Greg, because these three prizes are actually for the 2020 Curacao Dive Festival, which is also going to highlight all those wonderful things that you just talked about on the top side as well as on the under the water.
Yeah, they have a lot of great things that you can do. Like I said, it's the best of both worlds. Great diving, also great topside attractions and hotels and, you know, perfect for somebody if you're going as a couple and like one's really hardcore in diving and one, you know, would rather have something to do, you know, hang out on the beach. They got great beaches. They
drink Bailey's from a shoe.
You could do that, but I wouldn't recommend
it.
How do you enter to win?
Well, you got to come to the DeMo show, first of all, next week, right?
Brian? Great check.
Our Scuba Radio personnel band.
Yeah, no, they're banned. You're banned. You're not allowed, Bubble Boy. Go ahead, Brian. I'm sorry.
First of all, come to the DEMA show. Second of all, stop by the Curacao Pavilion, fill out the form, and then every morning, Greg, right?
Yep.
Thursday, Friday, and Saturday between 9:45 and 10 o'clock, Greg's going to announce the winners.
Yeah. So you just got to know
it's really
me.
Easy, Dan.
Yeah. Bubble Boy, I'll tell you right now, there's no way in hell you're going to win. So
why not?
Yeah, because I know you.
Because you're ineligible.
Right.
I'm not ineligible. What about a family discount?
Nope. You're going to pay double, bare minimum. They have standards.
Extreme
there
distant relative discount.
Yeah. But look, you know, whether you come to DEMA or not, you can plan to come to Curacao Dive Fest. And once again, the dates of that for 2020 are what again, Brian? What are
September
they?
27th to October 3rd.
Okay. So that'll be an ideal time to go to Curacao because, you know, any time is a great time to go to Curacao and have a dive adventure. But if you go during that week, you know, we might be there. They'll have special entertainment every night, a lot of extra added value things thrown into your, you know, week of diving in a beautiful place on the planet. So it just doesn't get any better. So it's all about promoting that next week. And obviously, you know, the island in general. So I can't wait to see you guys down, out there, Brian. And we'll see you next week. Okay, buddy?
Awesome. Thank you very much, Greg. Thanks, guys.
Enjoy your last day or so, you know, in Curacao. That's where he is right now. We appreciate the update. And you'll hear all about it next week on The Big Show.
Stay douchey.
Yeah. I got to figure out how to use that properly. Maybe they'll instruct us next week. Stay close. We got more coming up.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ and Bubble Boy are in the studio with me. We got Vinny Two Tanks, Captain Walt DeMartini live
the
at the... Hey, shut up! So, what's wrong with you? What is wrong? What is it? They're doing it again, aren't they? They're having their own conversation. Barry, are you paying attention now?
Talk amongst yourself.
Hey, Barry. See, he won't talk to me now. I offended him. Yeah. All right, just stop. See, these guys, sometimes I have to lecture them, you know, because they're not paying attention. They decide to have their own little radio show off the air, and they don't understand that, hey, there's only one. Yeah, there's only one scuba radio. The stuff, you know, that when I tell you to talk amongst yourselves, I don't mean to really talk amongst themselves, do I? I mean,
who knows what the hell goes on in your head?
Thank you for clarifying, CJ.
I've given up trying.
You are not alone.
I don't even think he knows.
No, I do. I really do. There are things that sometimes...
Not convincing.
...that, you know, we try to do on this show, and we try to keep it in check. But, you know, like I said, the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad have their, you know, their own little mindset of what they think is allowed and what's not. And sometimes I have to pull rank and yell. So that's what I did, and as usual...
Well, there's three of us here that have actually done... professional radio.
Yeah.
And there's others who have not.
So we have no excuse is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. At least they have an excuse. All right, Barry, are you going to respond now?
I apologize. I had your level down while I was talking.
Yes, I know.
Guys.
I could tell that.
He was talking about bikinis, though, so I got down there. Go ahead. Tell the rest of the class what you're talking about.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was suggesting to Walt that he take Vinny down to the sandbar at Hallover where all the bikini babes are.
Okay, that sounds a little awkward, doesn't
Holover.
It?
Hallover.
Yeah, Hallover, clothes off.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Hallover sandbar is.
Probably inappropriate, but wouldn't keep you from doing it. So it may give him an idea. All right, we'll find out if he does this or if he's going to hang with us next. Right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. It is. We got a show going, seriously.
Where?
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Hi, this is Garbus. Yeah. I will be your taxi driver on the island of Saba till I see you on the island of women. Please keep listening to Scuba Radio. Now here's a guy I've taken around the island many times. Craig the Dive Master. He is a sexy man.
Yeah. What's the problem? Why do they laugh every time when that gets brought up?
How much did you have to pay that guy to say that?
Nothing. He just said it by after
Ooh,
he looked at me.
He was just attracted to you.
No, he's actually.
Is he the one that said you were douchey?
No, that's Curacao. They do that in Curacao. Jervis is in. He's in the on the island of Saba, and I believe he's like blind. But he's a cab driver,
that's
so bonus.
Why. Okay, that's why.
No, he's not blind.
Well, he wasn't blind before he met Greg.
Yeah. Okay. Enough about me. I can't believe I actually said that. But anyway. You know, getting back to this mermaid story, because, you know, I don't think Vinny Two Tanks and Walt were with us. And like I said, I really want to get Jerry the Diver Guy's thought.
Where did this happen again?
Out in the ocean.
Which ocean?
I don't know. One of them. Why would it matter?
Seven oceans.
There are mermaids everywhere. CJ, sit down. Right, he's walking off the set. That's not appropriate. We got a show to do.
Yeah,
CJ!
You're supposed to be professionals.
Pacific oh,
Ocean,
brother.
The Atlantic
Yeah,
Ocean.
He just left the room. That's
So, if he was attacked by a mermaid...
Yeah.
Would she have that kind of equipment?
You know, that's a good question. Probably, you know, more literal than we need to go into. But I don't know. He just says... I mean, this man has went on the record to say he was molested by a mermaid. Or sexually assaulted, I think, is the term that is in this article. And once again, you could just Google it. Man molested by mermaid. And it's
and
quite
he was lost on a tropical island?
Well,
was his name Gilligan?
He was on a two-hour tour or something like a four-hour tour.
Three-hour.
He was one of those.
Coconut water?
He was drinking something. Or ingesting seawater.
His own filth.
I mean, but he had scars on his body that he says was caused by a mermaid. But regardless, I mean, it's a pretty, you know, crazy story. Obviously.
Was he talking to a volleyball?
I don't know. Yeah, could be. You know, the thing is, you know, once again, I said the person who alerted me to this story was Mermaid Kristen, who's going to be at the DEMA show.
Was she trying to stand up for saying mermaids do not act this way?
No, I think she was just pointing out the fact.
Or was she like, yeah, sounds like us.
Well, she was with a bunch of other mermaids in the Bahamas when this story broke. And
have they been questioned?
Well, they were talking amongst themselves.
And they prove where they were when that happened?
They were in the ocean. So, yeah, they were
Maybe
talking to
Maybe he was
their...
attacked by a gang of mermaids.
Well, I saw the pictures. Kristen posted a bunch of pictures from her trip with all these other mermaids. They actually had a mermaid, you know, outing. And they actually had this photo, which is really cool. They got in the circle.
A coven.
Well, yeah, because they got a bunch of mermaids. It must have been like 12 mermaids, 12, 15 mermaids in a circle. And then there was a guy in the middle. So it was kind of some kind of ritualistic.
Sacrificial.
Something. Because there was a guy in the middle surrounded by these mermaids.
Has he ever been heard from again?
And they had a shot from above. You know what? It could have been this guy. It looked like a young guy in the middle in this photo. But, of course, the guy in the story is like an old geezer. So it could have been.
Drew all his life away. And
that's right.
You know, they suck the essence right out of you.
I don't know if "sucks" the right word we want to use.
Maybe the tartar sauce.
But
maybe when he was pretending to be Aquaman, they discovered the truth, and so they extracted their bitterness.
Okay, all right. I don't know what it is.
Don't get Aquaman involved with this.
Okay. Thanks for standing,
Greg.
Yeah. Yes, Walt.
I believe that's called a gaggle of mermaids.
A gaggle of mermaids. It could be. You know, it
makes sense.
I think they're mammals. I don't know what they are. A pod or something. But they had a bunch of them in a circle.
Murder of mermaids.
Murdering mermaids? Well, they didn't murder this guy. They just violated.
Like a murder of crows.
A pod.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, it could be.
Go to school.
A family.
Yeah. But the,
we know mermaids are evil.
Do you feel sorry for this guy, or do you...
Not at all.
Are you envious of him?
I'm envious.
He brought it on himself.
Yeah. Yeah. He was wearing those
short shorts. He knew what he was doing.
We in the radio show have learned never mess with the mermaids.
We have.
So, Greg, you think he was asking for it?
Is that appropriate because of the way he was dressed? You notice that I don't like to go without. I like to go diving without a wetsuit whenever possible.
So,
you do not. Are you thinking? Am I asking for it?
Not you,
because I am dressed inappropriately for the open ocean.
It doesn't matter what you wear. Know?
Yeah,
yeah. It doesn't matter what I wear.
Is true.
No. Oh golly, one can dream. But yeah,
the mermaids know you have a monkey heart. They aren't going to bother you.
Well, yeah.
Maybe that's it.
What?
The monkey heart.
That keeps them at bay?
Yeah.
Well, all right. So I guess since we got a crew full of guys today.
Yeah, why can't we talk to an actual mermaid about this?
They don't want to talk about this.
That'll be someone good to ask.
If Kristen, she's on Facebook Live. She's there to field questions. But she probably has to keep this at Finn's length, at least.
Her lawyer has advised her to.
Right,
Greg. This guy was 72 years old. Really?
Yeah. At the end of it, he started when he was like 23.
Okay. He started when he was 22. Okay.
No. I'm saying that the whole process of being, assaulted.
He was stranded for 50 years.
No, I'm saying the.
Oh my God!
The assault aged him potentially. If it's the same guy I saw in that circle of mermaids,
you're
in
talking
the Bahamas.
About supernatural stuff now.
I'm just saying.
I mean,
mermaids do have a mythical thing going on.
If this goes to court, the mermaids will win. Their lawyers are sharks.
Okay, thanks for that.
That was a good one.
Oh wow, Vinny. Yeah, Vinny knows.
Vinny, I'll take it.
Well, yeah. Greg, I would have to ask CJ. Yeah. CJ, what would you do if you happened to cross a bunch of mermaids at sea?
Yeah, what would you do?
I'd buy them a drink. That's what you do.
Not me.
Is it? Now, what would you do, Bubble Boy?
Well, first I'd freeze the mermaids at sea, and then add a crumb crisp coating.
Oh, so you're saying the mermaids gather in great shoals?
Yes.
Huh. Interesting.
I thought we were beyond that, past that.
Obviously not.
It was. A big dish of peas.
You. Your friend.
I don't know where you guys are going
with this. Is he going to cook them?
Evidently.
They're delicious.
He's got an idea.
Sauté them.
They're tasty. But,
are they better broiled or sautéed? Tartar sauce. There
you go. But there's
a thing. With a side of manatee.
There's always a,
manatee.
If anything I've learned over the years of doing this show is that mermaids do kind of, speak a universal language. Everybody loves mermaids, especially divers. It's just a thing. So I don't think I'm going out on a limb here by saying that if you were underwater, you would, and you came across a real live mermaid, you would be happy about this as a guy. But this guy, I wonder if when he saw it, he was like, oh my God, it's a mermaid. Sweet. And now he's had this bad experience. Has it ruined the whole mermaid myth?
Not for me.
Nope. You're still
only for one guy.
Yeah.
All right. So that doesn't turn you guys off at all, or any of those Pirate of the Caribbean movies where the mermaids, they kind of call the pirates with their siren song, and then they bite their heads off.
What?
Yeah, that's what happened.
I don't remember that part.
Yeah, that was in the last Pirates of the Caribbean movie.
Oh, sure, that wasn't Sharknado 52.
No, I wouldn't participate in such blasphemy. I have standards. So the moral of the story is it means nothing to any of you guys. It hadn't changed your opinion of mermaids. You're still a fan of
the mermaids. I think the guy's full of
crap. No, it's a pretty stupid story to begin with.
Yes, okay. Agree.
Well, that's why we brought it up. That's what we do.
Yep.
I mean, you know.
Very proud of you.
I'm here to cover things that you don't have to.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So.
I'd cover that like cat litter.
Sure.
Hmm. All right. It doesn't smell that way, though, like cat litter.
We need to actually talk to some mermaids about this.
Well, yeah. Once again, Kristen, it's on Facebook
Live. It's not like we don't know a bunch of them.
We will have some on site next week at the Big Dima show representing. Well, we're going to have a mermaid or two and an aqua gypsy. You know, we have our full crew. You guys are coming, CJ and Bubble Boy.
Yep.
Jerry the Diver Guy, Casey. You know, Walt is going to be there.
With smokes.
Vinny Two Tanks has to work the show, but he'll be there.
We'll go harass him.
Yeah. And then we'll collect an award. Yeah. So we got a lot of stuff to do next week. It's going to be fun. I promise.
Once again, I was forgotten about.
Yeah, you know,
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Power, simplicity, reliability. It's what you demand of your dive computer, and Shearwater delivers. Shearwater evolved out of one tech diver's need for a reliable, easy-to-use rebreather dive computer and quickly became the tech market leader. Now recreational divers have taken notice. The Shearwater Terek is the best, most intuitive, and reliable wristwatch-sized dive computer on the market. Check it out in the entire line at shearwater.com. Shearwater. Dive computers for demanding divers.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Saba St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks, new destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hey guys, it's me. And I just wanted to remind you.
This shark, swallow you whole.
That I'm scared of sharks. 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 They'll bite you.
I don't wanna get my leg bit off by a shark. Shark, 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 shark. Stay away, shark. Sharks are fast, sharks are mean. Sharks will bite you in the spleen. Sharks are fast, sharks are mean. Sharks will bite you in the spleen.
I'll catch this bird for you, but it ain't gonna be easy. Bad fish.
Stay away, shark. I don't wanna get my leg bit off by a shark. Shark, 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 shark.
You don't know me.
Stay away, shark.
You don't know what I got.
Yes, well, you don't have sharks, evidently, if you don't want to be bit by them or something. I don't admit, I think that might be a mermaid actually singing her siren song.
Could be.
Yeah.
Did you hear the shark hysteria?
What do you mean?
In our area?
What,
I didn't even mean to rhyme that. That's amazing.
That was.
Yesterday,
that is true talent.
Yesterday
and
today.
Lack thereof.
Yeah. Yesterday and today on our local Central Florida news, there are sharks in the water. If you're looking to catch a wave, you might as well also look out for fins.
Really?
Oh, God.
The registry, some of the tagged great whites that they have tracked.
Oh, like Catherine. And,
yeah. Another one is like showed up right off of Daytona Beach right now.
Wow. How about that? Okay. So they're seeing sharks.
So, of course, they got to stir this crap up.
Yeah. Well, down in Palm Beach, they had a whale shark sighting.
Well, that's cool.
Barry the Bugger brought that to my attention before the show today. Right, Barry? They saw a whale shark?
Oh, yeah. I loved to be able to swim with a whale shark.
Yeah, what was the whale shark's name?
40 feet and big.
Good name for a whale shark. I don't know.
Well, when the whale shark is as big as your boat or bigger, in this case, it would make Surprise look like a little...
Right, nothing. No, I said, what was his name, Barry? Listen, Barry!
Here's how you have to ask, here's how you have to ask the question. Listen. How long was it, and was it 40 large? Feet.
Yes, it was.
I'm going to dub the whale shark Luther.
Luther.
Luther, okay. The whale shark.
Luther as in the mother of Sweaty Luther?
Yep.
Ah.
So, anyway, the sharks are off the coast right now. I guess that's what we have been hearing. Which is a good thing as divers. People get freaked out by that. But, you know, we like sharks. We like seeing
them. Everyone comes down during the winter. They come down to Florida, sharks included.
Yeah. Right. They want to take advantage of this weather.
We need to talk to the dive god. He has a new tiger shark dive in the Bahamas.
What do you mean new? He doesn't have a new one. He just kicking up the season again.
This is somewhere on the Bahama Island, not Bimini.
Hmm.
Listen, Greg. Listen.
I guess so.
Report. Listen, Greg.
No, it's not listen. It's read, Greg. Read.
Yeah, or that. We'll take any one. We're not.
I'm waiting for the movie. Sorry. Or maybe we'll talk to the dive god next week at the Dima show and get the lowdown on that. Because I did see the press release. But I just thought they were saying their season was open up.
If we went as a show, we could support the Bahamas.
We could.
I love it.
Yeah.
Hey, Greg.
Yes.
Greg.
Walt.
It's Tiger Beach over off of Freeport, Grand Bahama.
Yeah.
West End of Grand Bahama Island. That's the tiger shark thing that he's doing now. He did a bunch of Neil Jr. did a bunch of film work over there.
Yes.
That's where they started doing it.
Let's go, Greg. Okay.
All right. Maybe we could do the tiger. Yes. I haven't done the Tiger Beach thing. So I'd like to do that.
Let's go.
All right. Vinny Two Tanks is in. I think the whole crew's in.
I'm in.
Yeah. The whole show's in. Right. I even have the scuba gypsy. She wants to go.
The aqua gypsy.
Aqua.
Yeah, come on. Get her name
sorry,
right.
Sorry, aqua, scuba. Sorry.
Do tiger sharks
the two
like
went
catnip?
Together.
Do tiger sharks what, like what, Barry?
Do they like catnip?
You mean kitty weed.
Okay, don't make me smack you. You know, but... anyway, we'll
Barry,
find
I've
out.
Barry, I've been listening, and I don't get it.
Yeah.
I think Barry's hat's a little too tight.
It might be his watch cap's on a little too tight today. Hey, we got to give a little shout-out to Team Switzerland that we dove with in the Red Sea, or I did, I should say. They're on Facebook Live. Hey, guys, how you doing? Nick and his better half are on Facebook Live today. Mermaid Kristen,
Team Switzerland,
like
please report back. Team Switzerland, let us know what Greg really did.
Yes, well, they know. It was all good. Team Switzerland, actually, Nanook. No, what was her name? Nanook? Oh, gosh. I mean, she has an interesting name.
Nanook?
I think that was her name. I apologize if I got it wrong, but she had a mermaid tattoo on her back. It was very impressive.
The mind is the first thing to go.
Yeah, thank you. It went a long time ago. But I'm sure they're not going to be at the Dima show, but they're planning, I believe, to be at the boot show in Germany in January, and we are planning to go there to that part of the world next year in 2020. So we'll catch up with some of those folks there. At Dima, though, next week, we do have all these giveaways where it's trips to Curacao. We have some Explore Adventure trips to give away, a Shearwater Tarik dive computer.
Sweet.
Oh, my God. We got some great stuff. It's going to be another record breaker as far as giveaways and stuff. And we are planning to do the Scuba Radio snorkel shoot, thanks to our friends at SEAC for providing the snorkels to shoot these little Nerf thingies out of. So we have that. But there was another contest called the Scuba Radio Scuba Quest that we're going to do, where I call out items that I want people to bring to the crowd. So I haven't decided if we're going to do this because I'm not sure what items that I want them to bring to the stage. Like if I shout out
$100 bill,
winner,
a small monkey.
Yep, that could be it. or maybe
bottle of rum,
a certification card for rescue diver, or you know, bring me a diver up in a
coconut
a male
bra.
Diver and a coconut bra, yeah, or just a bra period. That's when it gets interesting and a little bit over the edge. So we may do that. We haven't decided yet, but we're definitely doing the snorkel shoot, and we'll inform everybody appropriately and well, inappropriately when the time is right for the opening ceremonies next week. Hour two is on deck. Dr. Doug Ebersol is going to join us to talk about a cavern course that we're going to complete tomorrow. That's coming up in hour two and a lot more. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Each little snail here know how to whale here. That's why it's hot under the water. Yeah, we in love here. Down in the mud here under the sea.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.